Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the courtship of Grandpappy Spears and Aunt Charity has been progressing with a fair amount of success, finally, in spite of Lum and Abner's counsel. The old fellows now feel that they have Grandpap on the verge of proposing, and they're determined to see that he goes through with it. As we look into a little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library, giving Grandpap some more advice on love.
Yeah, but Lum, I keep trying to tell you it's just a waste of time for you to tell me how to prepose. And I keep trying to tell you it ain't Buster. Preposing is the most important thing in the whole courtship.
Why, sure it is. And if you don't do it right, you get turned down. And then, you get turned down.
Yeah, but I don't need no advice on preposing.
Well, you come over here asking for advice, didn't you?
Yeah, but I just want to know if you thought it was better to get married at the church or over at Miss Spears' house.
Well, you got to get somebody to marry you before you can start worrying about things like that, Buster.
Yeah, you're way ahead of yourself there, Buster.
Why, sure.
Now, if you'll just keep quiet for a half a minute, I'll outline the whole thing for you.
Tell you
exactly what to say, when to say it, and how to look romantic and all that junk.
Yeah, tell him all that, Lum.
But I don't want to hear all that rigmarole. All you got to do is say, Miss Spears, let me and you get hitched. She says yes, and that's all there are to it.
Oh, there must be more to it than that.
Oh, yeah, you'll never in the world get a woman to accept you that way. Never in a million years.
No, sir. Not even a thousand years even. It just won't work.
Well, I know it does, too, work.
Oh, no.
Now, just listen to us, Buzz. You've got Miss Spears to where she's interested in you. And you don't want to ruin everything now. This is the big moment. This decides your whole future. So you want to be sure and do it upright.
Lump, just a minute. Here comes Ulysses S. Quincy up out there.
Oh, well, that's all right. He might have some ideas on preposing. A brainy feller like him ought to know some romantic things to do.
Yeah, he ought to, I reckon. Yes, he might be a good one. Yeah.
Well, howdy, Ulysses. Come on in.
Howdy, fella.
Hey, hi, Ulysses.
Yeah, we're just telling Buster here how to prepose, Ulysses.
Oh, sassafras.
And we thought you might be able to help us study up some good ideas for him to use.
Sassafras. All you got to say is let me and you get hitched, that's all. I bound you, Ulysses never preposed to carry that away, did you, Ulysses?
Well, no, to be honest, I never, Lum.
See there, Buster.
Well, as I recollect it now... See, I was living next door to Carrie at the time. Hadn't really paid much attention to her, though. And then one day the preacher borrowed a dollar from me, and he borrowed one from Carrie.
Yeah?
And he couldn't pay it back right away. It had an awful hard luck financial. So I said to Carrie, I says, Carrie, preacher owes us $2. Well, now, why don't we just take it out and trade and let him marry us, and then we'll all be even. And she said, okay.
No.
And so we done just that. Mom.
Yeah, well, I'm feared that
and
ain't
I'll
exactly...
say right here now that I don't believe I've ever regretted that day any too much. Carrie's a good worker, good field woman.
Yeah, well...
Just wish you knew how to paint a barn. That's her only shortcoming.
Yeah, well, of course things has changed quite a bit since that time you preposed to her, Ulysses. See, since folks taking up reading and going to the moving pictures and all that stuff, body has to be a sight more romantic than that.
Well, okay, Lum.
Here's more of the type of thing I've studied up for Buster.
Okay.
Wait a minute, though. I wish Cedric would hurry up and get here. You sure you called him, Abner?
Yeah, I called him. Talked to him personal myself. Told him to bring his bird whistle just like you said, and he said he would.
Now, good. Now, first of all, I think Buster ought to prepose out in the backyard instead of in the parlor.
Backyard?
Yeah, that parlor stuff's sort of old-timey.
Well, I'll tell you what now, Lum. He can use my backyard if he wants to. course, it don't look any too good out there right now. My barn needs painting and everything like it does, you know.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you, Ulysses, but I meant using the Spears' backyard.
No, okay.
See, that apple tree they got out there is starting to bloom now, and there ain't no one thing more romantic than apple blossoms.
Oh, they're pretty. Awful pretty, they sure are.
You see, we're going to have apple blossoms falling in Aunt Charity's silver locks. And that's where you come in, Abner.
Huh?
See, we'll tie a long rope on a tree so you can hide behind a barn and then pull the rope and shake the tree every once in a while.
Oh, sure. Wait a minute, Long. Ain't no use to shake the tree this time of year. There ain't no apples on it. It's just now blooming.
That shows the blossoms will fall down.
Oh, then all right. There's a song that you ain't supposed to set under an apple tree, but whatever you say. I can do it good, I know that.
Mom, I tell you, I don't need all this.
Yes, you do too now, Buster.
Why, sure you do. You're just overconfident in yourself. If you ain't careful, that sort of altitude will make you lose out altogether.
Yeah, I believe Lum's right about that, Buster. Now, sir, I recollect one time I had a hog that I sure was going to win first prize at the county fair, hands down. But, just to be honest, I got overconfident in him, and right up to the last moment... He... Oh,
well, howdy, Cedric. Did you bring a bird whistle?
Yes, Mom. What do you want it for, Mr. Abner?
I don't know. Lum will tell you you want it wanted.
Yeah, just a second, Cedric. I'll explain the whole thing, and then we can rehearse it once.
Yeah, sir, the hog's name was Carrie. I named him after my woman.
Yeah, well, you can tell us about that some other time, Ulysses.
Yeah, okay, Lum. Pretty sad story, anyway.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, sir, poor Carrie. Never was the same after
you
that.
You mean your woman or the hog?
No, Cedric, the hog. There was a broken-hearted hog if I ever saw one. My woman never seemed to mind it very
well,
much.
Well, we'll take that up later, Ulysses. Now, here's my idea. Buster will get Aunt Charity to go out under the apple tree with him, and as soon as they get out there, they'll start hearing lovebirds calling to one another.
Lovebirds?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, that's where Cedric comes in with his bird whistle.
Oh, I see. Yeah, well, he can hide back of the barn there with me.
Well, which bird do you want me to do, the meadowlark or the whippoorwill?
Well, it don't matter, Cedric, just so it sounds like a lovebird.
Well, how about the whippoorwill, then?
Oh, that'll be fine, Cedric, yeah.
Yes, Mom, or I can do the meadowlark if you want me to.
Well, just do either one, Cedric. Don't make no difference.
Yes, Mom. I think I'll do the meadowlark, then.
All right.
Or maybe the whippoorwill. I don't know. See, what makes it so hard to decide is that they both sound just alike.
Well, do them then, Cedric. And hush up for a minute while I tell the rest of this.
Yeah, go ahead, Long.
Now, while the lovebirds is calling and the apple blossoms is falling, goodness, that sounds like poetry, don't it?
Huh?
Maybe you can say that to her, Buster. Start out your proposal speech that way.
Oh, sassy fresh. This is just a waste of time, I tell you. No, it ain't neither, Buster. Now, you just be quiet. Go on, Lum. Tell him the rest of it.
Well, about the time Aunt Charity looks like she's getting into a romantical mood. Oh, that reminds me. Have we got a flit gun around the store, Abner?
Flit gun?
Yeah.
Oh, as long as this ain't no time to be killing flies.
I don't want to kill no flies. I want you to fill it with perfume.
Prefume?
Yeah, here. I bought a bottle of it today to use for this.
Oh.
Look at the name of it there.
Huh?
Love's Temptation.
Well, I do know. Well, what's it for, though, Lum? Why do you want a flit gun? Do you want to make the flies smell fancy?
No. I want somebody to hide in one of them other trees in the Spears' backyard and squirt this perfume in the air near Buster and Aunt Charity.
Oh, I see. That'll sort of get him in a romantic mood, huh?
Slush and mush, I say.
Hey, doggies, I'd love to do that, Lum. How about letting Ulysses have my job of shaking the apple tree?
Well, is that all right with you, Ulysses?
Yeah, it's okay with me, Lum.
Well, good. We're all set then. Here, Abner, you put the perfume in the flip gun.
Yeah. Give it here, and I'll fix it.
Cedric, you get your whistle ready.
Yes, Mom. I think I'll do the whippoorwill.
Say, Lum, I just happen to think I used to be able to coo like a dove. Would you want me to throw that in?
Yeah, that's a good idea, Ulysses.
That's sort of a lovebird, you know.
Sure it is. Yeah. Then I'll pretend like I'm Buster, and I'll make a proposal speech. Now, you listen good, Buster, and try to learn it by heart.
I don't need all this fodder all. Well, all right, I'm ready with the perfume, Lum.
Good, all right. It's long about the shank of the evening now. Aunt Charity's sitting on the bench under the apple tree, and Buster gets down on one knee like this. Now, notice how graceful I do it. Now, watch. Oh! Grannies, who shoved me?
Nobody shoved you, Lum. Your knees just give out as you's bending down now.
Oh, somebody must have given me a push.
Give me a hand. Let me help you.
Never done that. Yeah. Well, Anyways, here I am on the apple blossom strewed ground, looking up into Miss Spears's watery blue heavenly eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then I gaze at her for a minute and listen to the lovebirds. Cedric?
Mom?
A lovebird, Cedric.
Oh, yes, Mom. Better lark. Whippoorwill.
A dove. Coo, coo.
Well, wait a minute. Don't tell the name of the bird you're imitating. You're supposed to be actual birds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, now try to, as a sort of a background to my pre-posal speech.
Yeah, do you want the pre-fume now, Lon?
Oh, yeah. We want a lot of that.
Yeah.
Now, here we go now. Notice how I talk sort of low and intimate.
Huh?
Oh, Miss Charity, there comes a time in the life of every man when love birds are calling and the apple blossoms are falling.
Coo, coo, coo.
Better lark.
Coo, coo, coo.
Well, wait a minute. For goodness sakes, Abner, don't squirt the gun right direct on me.
Well, you never said whereabouts to aim it at, Long.
And wait a minute, I thought I told you to put perfume in it.
I did.
Well, you must not have emptied the fly spray out good first, then.
Was I supposed to empty it first?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, I never knowed, Long.
Well, just skip it. Anyways, Grandpap, that'll give you an idea how you're supposed to pre-fold.
Yeah.
Well, I still prefer my idea. All you have to do is say, let's me and you get hitched. Leastways, that's what I said to Miss Spears, and she said yes.
Well, she said yes. Wait a minute, you mean you've done pre-post her already?
Why, sure, we're getting married tomorrow night.
Huh?
What do you think I've been trying to tell you fellas all day?